even though I'm not a Catholic, you'd have to admit that Pope John Paul II was a great pope. He was a world leader, even from his early roots in Poland, and all of the Polish Pope Catholic jokes. It was apparent that John Paul would be a man to be reckoned with in the church and in international politics. I remember when Pope John II came to the United States. In fact, I was on the air, and a lady, I think she's 84 or 85, used to listen to me at night from Lake Charles, Louisiana. I think I'd mentioned that the Pope was in Washington, D.C., or at least in the United States. I don't remember exactly the circumstances. This was many years ago. And I got this phone call right out of the blue, and listen to it.
A few more stations aboard as well, including KBIS in Little Rock, Arkansas, home of Bill Clinton. Anyway, welcome. This is Jerry Pippin. Now, on the line from Lake Charles, we have Mary. And Mary, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, Mary, I'm sorry we interrupted you, but the clock got us there.
Now,
when we left you, we were discussing, for listeners that weren't listening last hour, we were talking about jokes. And you were telling me the story about the Pope. He's flying into the White House. He had to make a speech, and he was late. His plane was late, so he caught a cab. Is that right?
That's right.
And
he told the cab driver to get in the back seat, and he'd do the driving.
Because he didn't think the cab driver was driving good enough.
And the traffic cop stopped him, and he asked for an escort that he needed to get to the White House in just a few more minutes, and he phoned his chief to see if he could give him the escort, and he said, "Well, who is it?" He says, "I don't know who it is, but he must be somebody. It must be a real VIP. The Pope's driving."
Well, Mary, thanks a lot for cheering us up tonight.
Well, naturally, Pope John Paul II was not driving the car. But it was a funny joke, and that's one of the great things I think that the Catholics that are among us listening, and really anybody of any religion, will have to say. Pope John Paul II had some great memories, even when he was shot in the Pope Mobile. Remember that? Later on, he forgave the man who shot him. John Paul had an interesting life, and he always fought authority, from the Nazis in the 40s, to the communists in the 50s, and then he made his mark on world politics this afternoon in his apartment at the Vatican. He passed away. John Paul II was 84.
Marco.